Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists with me, Diana O'Carroll. This week we're tooting for the stars.
Hello Naked Scientists, my name's Matthew and I've been enjoying your show for some time now. Recently you featured a question about how much force a stream of Wii exerts against somebody who's standing. In a related area and being the mature, intelligent adult that I am, I was wondering, how much gas would somebody who weighs 10 stone have to expel and at what force in order to lift themselves 1 inch off the ground? Thank you very much.
Just how much gas is required to propel oneself from the ground?
My name's Dr. Mark Looney and I'm a science communicator from Cardiff. If you weigh 10 stone, or 63.5 kilograms, then the Earth pulls on you with a gravitational force of 622 newton, which you have to then overcome if you want to lift off for even a fraction of a second. So you have to direct a force at least this strong towards the ground, which according to Newton's second law will be equal to the mass of the gas you expel multiplied by the acceleration given to it by your bowels. That means you could give an enormous amount of gas a small acceleration, or give a tiny mass of gas a huge acceleration. So how much does the average emission weigh? This is quite tricky to measure, since methane is lighter than air. You actually weigh more after letting rip a right humdinger on Boxing Day due to this slight loss of buoyancy, assuming that is that you don't also follow through with non-gaseous matter, an act commonly known as sharting. Incidentally, pure methane is also completely odourless, which proves that every real fart is actually a shart in disguise. Now, having asked Jeeves what the mass of the average human trump is, given the density of methane and the pressures and temperatures found in the bowel, he returned, admittedly with his nose turned up even higher than usual, with an answer of 0.037 grams, or 0.000037 kilograms. So, to generate the upward force required to oppose gravity, your bowel muscles must give this mass an acceleration of 622 divided by 0.000037 equals 17 million meters per second, almost 2 million times the force of gravity. Assuming it's expelled in a 1 second toot, that yields a final exit velocity of 17,000 kilometers per second, which is equal to 37.6 million miles an hour, or 18% of the speed of light. Anyone capable of achieving this feat is invited to contact the UK Space Agency with a view to highly profitable long-term employment.
And you'd well and truly break the sound barrier. That's one sonic boom to remember. And on the forum, RD suggested that you could use all your waste to produce biogas, which is mostly methane, and then burn the methane to power a hot air balloon to lift you off the ground. And Giza warned that with all the gas decompressing as it exited you, it would produce an extreme cooling effect, which could freeze your bottom off. Well, that's one smell, but what about something a bit nicer?
Hello, this is Julia. I'm from Edinburgh, and I was wondering, what's that distinctive smell after it rains?
If you know what it is that can provide that slightly earthy, sometimes acidic smell after it rains, then let the whole world know your genius. Email chris@thenakedscientists.com or write on the forum, and that's at thenakedscientists.com/forum. But just a note about our survey now. It's been 10 years of The Naked Scientists, and we want to know what you think of us. And we want to find out a bit about you. You have a chance to be one of the 10 lucky winners of a £10 or equivalent Amazon voucher. And you can enter by filling the survey, and that's at thenakedscientists.com/survey, and submitting your answers by the 10th of the 10th, 2010.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the EPSRC, the Wellcome Trust and UK FAST. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.